Let's begin by just breathing together. So breathe in your nose and feel your chest start to expand, and then how your diaphragm starts to expand, and then at the end the chest expands just a little more. And as you exhale, the chest starts to contract, then the diaphragm, and at the end the chest contracts just a little bit more. And if that doesn't feel like your usual way of breathing, just explore it. Chest, then the diaphragm, and then the chest just a little bit more, both on the inhalation and the exhalation. So before we begin, before we say the invocation, I'd just like to say a few words about it, because we say this invocation all the time, and it's so easy to find yourself in the middle of the invocation thinking about that text you forgot to send, if you don't bring your attention to that moment. And the two halves of the invocation, the first half toward the one, and the second half united with all. So it starts off toward the one. I mean, what can you do with the one? I mean, it's like the ultimate, the absolute. You know, so with the next line, takes us along and says, toward the one. And what is that one? That one is the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. So we can start to get some sense of the one. And one of the ways of understanding perfection is it means that nothing is missing in whatever it is. Because if any part is missing, then it can't be perfect. So that love, nothing's missing. Everything is there. It's complete. And love then unfolds into harmony, and harmony is creative of beauty. So it's like this waterfall going down. And with united with all the illuminated souls, Bawa particularly likes this line from the Christian teachings, where in the Gospels they talk about a cloud of witnesses. Just let your mind settle on that for a moment. A cloud of witnesses. So let's say the invocation toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master. The spirit of guidance. And we'll say it again, and this time on the first half, as we say toward the one, the first half, concentrate on your forehead. And as we say united with all, concentrate on the seer in the middle, heart center in the middle of the chest. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. The only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance.
Welcome. I want to express my appreciation and also my awe that so many of you showed up tonight. It's been a very full day, and there are more full days ahead. So I appreciate your participation tonight. We just got a lovely refresher on the invocation and a definite reminder that there is only one being. But tonight I want to kind of just focus on the feminine a little bit. Not that the one needs it, but we in historically and culturally have lost a lot of the connection, I think, that we once had with the Divine Mother, creative source. And so what I'd like to do tonight is sort of riff off of Pirzia's introduction of the ascent of the elements and steal clearly from this book, The Mother of God, Similar to Fire. It's a book of beautiful icons that were made by a man named William Hart McNichols, and then reflections on each of those icons by Mirabai Starr. So I see some of you are familiar with this book. What we're going to do is step through the elements using part of the images that Pirzia has shared with us, and do a little meditation on that element. And then at the conclusion of that particular element, I'll read one of the reflections here that for me is representative of the Divine Mother in that element. So we'll begin, just get comfortable and we'll begin with the earth breath, with the earth element. Breathing in and out through the nose. Feel your feet on the ground, your tailbone in your chair or on the ground. Feel that connection to Mother Earth. Pirzia has given us the image of the yellow square. I'd like to morph that square into a cornucopia basket. A nice big yellow basket that provides from the earth, from Mother Earth, everything we need. All our grains and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables. Everything we need to create our shelters and our clothes and bring us together in community. And not only does Mother Earth provide for us, she does it with beauty. You may wish to envision your favorite place, be it in the mountains, in the desert, in the open plains, on the seashore. Just revel in the majesty, the beauty that Mother Nature has created. Feel that energy, that aliveness, and bring it into your being. Universal Mother, teach me to love the Holy One as you love the Holy One with utter abandon. Teach me to pray as you pray, without words or concepts to hinder my connection with my beloved. Teach me to serve the world as you do, serenely, smiling through tears of blood. Let the peace you proclaim come at last, blanketing the earth like snow, permeating the thirsty land and penetrating the roots of all nations, so that a new season of goodness may burst into bloom everywhere, everywhere. Now we'll breathe in the water breath, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feel that first experience of water in your mother's womb, in the amniotic fluid. The light shining through that amniotic sac, making a silver crescent moon, signaling your new life. A blessed water that brings life to the parched lands. Water that reaches its goal. The divine Mother of water that has a way of achieving her intention. Feel that Mother Water working through you, flowing new life, new energy into your being. Bright Madonna, my soul thirsts for the living waters. Illness and pain have brought me to my knees. I come to you broken and broken open. Pour your grace into this shattered vessel and help restore me to wholeness. Blessed Mother, you are the life-giving fountain that endlessly springs from the heart of the Holy One. We who are sick in body and soul make our way through the darkness to the place where you rise, radiant from the earth, infusing our weary spirits with the waters of life, and we are healed. Now, please help us find these sacred streams within ourselves so that we may be a source of healing for others. And now the fire breath in through the mouth and out through the nose. The image is the red triangle. And the Divine Mother is Kali. She has the wisdom to know when it's time for ashes and new beginnings. She has the strength to point to new directions and new inspirations. The fire that purifies and restores our unique and original intention for life on this earth. Divine Mother, living flame of love, ignite my heart with the fire that blazes in the night and never consumes the fuel that feeds it. Let me be the fuel, Blessed One. You led my ancestors through the wilderness. Light my way home to the place where my beloved is waiting for me. Queen of Peace, whisper your healing secrets in my ear, and I will share them with the whole world, so that in the circle of my own blazing heart, the fighters will lay down their weapons and take each other into their arms. Holy Prophet, you who burn with fire for the Holy One, I am ready to meet you in the sacred fire and be transfigured by love. Air breath in and out through the mouth, the blue disc spinning in the heart chakra. Feel yourself enveloped in the blue robe of the Mother Mary. Let her whisper in your ear the inspirations she has received from the angels, her secret for new life she shares with you. The air brings us wishes for our fulfillment. Secrets of joy and laughter and new beginnings. Mother God of the air knows how to laugh, how to be at ease. Sweet Mother, you are a garden encircled by the fires of love. I am not afraid to enter. You are the fragrance of the Holy One. I breathe you. You are abundance, clarity, boundless generosity. You are also the thorn that pierces the heart, the blossom of blood, and the tincture that soothes the pain. Beloved of the Beloved One, you are the resting place for the divine. As you once blessed a humble Aztec farmer in the heart of winter, where nothing earthly grows, you spread a never-ending miracle of roses at our feet. You step now into the ether breath. The formless beauty. The blank slate where all things are possible. The mystery of mysteries. The sweet mother that knows all the secrets, but is wise enough to let us discover them on our own. Gate of heaven, you are round and open, beckoning. Your hands are raised in blessing. Blessings rain down on our uplifted faces. Mother of the all, you contain the answer to our deepest longings. I come to you with the cup of my soul empty. Fill me with hope for a new world, a world of pervasive peace and unmitigated justice, where swords are hammered into plowshares and our leaders sow vegetable seeds. Lady of the mountain, I have struggled to your summit. The ascent has been harrowing, but I have grown strong on my journey. Now I see the world as you see it, broken and beautiful, flawed and perfect.
Murshid began some of his talks by saying, "Beloved ones of God." Just to take in that phrase, "Beloved ones of God." today, Peter Zia did the the ha hu he in the vertical dimension. And we'll take it up on the horizontal. And as he said, there's different ways to approach it, to understand it, to feel it. And this is sometimes referred to as the zikr of the three roses. So in the left breast, the kalb, the image of a red rose opening. In the right breast, the ruh, a white rose opening. And in the seer, in the middle of the chest, the golden yellow rose blooming. So let's direct our breath towards the kalb in the left breast. Just bring your attention, focus your breath. And as you exhale, imagine a beautiful red rose opening. We'll say 11 times, we'll direct the sound. And each time, feel that rose, that red rose opening. Bring the attention to the heart center on the right with the image of a white rose. And each time you exhale, that rose opening petal by petal. And then in the middle of the chest, and as you say that, feel that E wants to naturally rise from the heart up to the third eye, to the crown, and up through the crown beyond. He. See if you can envision all three roses simultaneously. Now we'll go in sequence from the red rose to the white to the gold and yellow. Silently inhale, turn your head to the kalb and exhale, thinking hu, aha, rather. Inhale, turn your head to the right, silently exhale, thinking hu. Inhale, silently exhale, he to the seer in the middle of the chest. come with me on a contemplative journey. If you could imagine, similar to the ocean here, that there's a murid, a seeker, who's been up all night at the seashore. The weather's just perfect, the breeze so gentle. And she's been up all night doing zikr, praying, longing for the beloved, saying, O thou, her heart opening and longing, just with great sincerity, O thou. And just at that moment of the sunrise breaking over the horizon, she felt this note of sadness, of incomplete. And then again calling out, O thou, longing for the beloved, and feeling that still somehow then from the deepest longings of the soul, again she said, O thou. And the secret one whispered, if I told you how much I love you, the whole world would burst into flame. And again she said, O thou, in her longing. And again the voice came, you could not stand the solitude of my unity. She said, that's exactly what I want. And then a thousand veils dissolved before her. And she no longer said, O thou. She said, O I. And the mystery of I am the one that I love receiving the kiss that was given before we were born. Love's reward is love itself. Don't let our love go to sleep. Just breathe into the music. come from a perfect source. I am bound for the perfect goal. The light of the perfect being is kindled in my soul. I live and move and have my being in God. And nothing of the past, of the present, of the future has the power to touch me if I rise above all. Let's end by saying, we'll say three times this phrase. And the phrase is, I have confidence in the one who has sent me. I have confidence in the one who has sent me. I have confidence in the one who has sent me. I have confidence in the one who has sent me. Amen.